ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy led a bipartisan delegation of lawmakers to Hawaii Saturday, surveying the damage left behind by last month's deadly wildfires. Hundreds are still missing, and now residents are contending with the fire's impact on the local economy. Restaurant owner Cole Hinneber tells ABC News he's seen a 90% drop in business and has had to lay off a quarter of his staff.
When we say we've fallen off a cliff, it means that we went from barely making a little bit of money to losing thousands of dollars every day that we don't have. So if we go to negative $200,000, $300,000 in 3 months, which is completely the route we're taking right now, this is setting us back for 2 years of profit.
Thousands of attendees at the Burning Man Festival have been told to shelter in place and conserve food, water, and gas. The reason: rain and thunderstorms in Nevada have led to flash flooding. The weather also trapped several people in their cars in Las Vegas on Saturday. This is ABC News. We're learning more about that shooting that happened across the street from a high school football game in Baltimore.
That was a frightening sight when you have over 1,000 people in the stands and getting trampled and start running on the field. That's a frightening sight. And they was really frightened. And then coaches was frightened, parents was frightened, and it was just a chaotic scene.
That's head football coach Lauren Smith talking to WMAR. Police say a 12-year-old was injured but is in stable condition. The federal budget is set to expire at the end of this month as lawmakers try to hammer out a deal or a continuing resolution. Paul Helmke of the O'Neill School of Public and Environmental Affairs says parts of the government will keep running if a shutdown happens.
If we have a short government shutdown, most people won't see any real impact. Essential services generally are continued after a government shutdown. The military will be standing by. Post office will deliver mail. Social security checks will be deposited in the banks.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair, Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kiddie rides. I love to put a smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Just after 10 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Original local hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, it's igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group. Connect with them now at movetomadison.com. We got new music on the way from Or Does It Explode, Mickey Magnum, and Mile 134 this hour. Right now, it's a double dip of Clean. They'll be at Riff Raff Fest next weekend. I'll have all the details for that coming up right after this double dip of Clean. It's Aurora on Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Side.
kicking off Max Inc. Heavy with a double dip of Clean. That was These Signs. Aurora before that. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Jimmy K. Civic Media, WXCO, 98.9 FM in Wausau. And Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest. Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma, Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Plus WXCO's Chad Holmes will be on hand too. You can stop by and say hi to him. Tickets are available at the Pollock Inn, 1206 North 3rd Street in Wausau. It's Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, presented by Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We're going to chat with the brothers from Karma Bloody Karma this hour. Next hour, we'll visit with Eric Cobb from Cold Black River, plus Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock tonight. But first, new music from Mile 134. This is Red Eye. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
not from those chosen lies. The leap of the toll, I'm the one who holds it gone. Boys are those whom I love.
Never say until she's gone.
Until She's Gone, that's Lo-Fi Killers, Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. Now new music from Or Does It Explode? In doing so.
Wrong thing, don't be the first to speak.
Kevy with brand new music from the master of mayhem, Mickey Magnum. His song called Stand Tall. You can make plans right now to see Mickey Magnum at Ghost Rider 2 on October 6th at Main Street Music in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. It's an annual two-day music festival featuring Way Jennings, Sam Lowe, Railhopper, Buck Naked, Mickey Magnum, Mason Meyer, and the Derek Jones and the 50 South, Frank Martin Bush and the Names. Tickets are available right now at mainstreetmusicmore.org. Get them early because I think that festival is going to sell out. In doing so, that was new music from Or Does It Explode. Their new album, The Medium is the Message, is available right now on Bandcamp and other streaming sites. Coming up after 11 o'clock, it's Essential Last Crack, a double dip from the mighty Last Crack. Also, Eric Cobb from Cold Black River will join us after 11 o'clock tonight to talk about Riff Raff Fest that's happening at the Pollock Inn in Wausau next Saturday. Also playing Riff Raff Fest is Karma Bloody Karma, and they will be joining me in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's the best hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin. It's Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Rods, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the card sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Wausau, that's rock, and support local music at Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn, presented by WXCO 98.9 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. That is brand new music from Karma, Bloody Karma. The song is called The Obstacle. There's a brand new video that we'll talk about for that song in just a couple of minutes. But first, Civic Media and Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM in Wausau. Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest. It's happening Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, Passion Aggression, and these guys right here, Karma, Bloody Karma. On the phone with us right now are brothers, Jesse and Robert from Karma, Bloody Karma. Gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time tonight. We'll talk about Riff Raff Fest in just a moment. But first, I got to ask you guys, what was the reaction from the Rents, your parents, when you two started jamming doom and death metal in the house?
I mean, we've been making noise for a long, long time.
And, yeah, it's nothing new to them. So. Yeah.
Were your parents pretty supportive with your musical endeavors?
Oh yeah,
always. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
What type of music did you guys typically listen to in the house as a family growing up?
Oh, pretty much everything from old country to Black Sabbath on my mom's side. My dad was more of the old country kind of guy, and stuff like that. So,
and then, yeah, when we were in high school and junior high, then we discovered Korn and Slipknot and that. And then they kind of pretty much had to listen to that from then on out.
Pretty much, yeah.
that was it. No.
That's great. So where did your love for metal come from?
Probably from our cousins being metalheads as well, and that kind of just, as well as our parents liking, rock and roll and stuff like that. So it just kind of evolved into more and more stuff, and then us just kind of finding stuff on our own, just Definitely. Being curious on music and everything.
Yeah.
And then eventually the band came along, Karma, Bloody Karma. It's just the two of you in the band, correct?
That's right.
Yep.
Talk about how you guys got started, how Karma Bloody Karma got started.
Yeah, so at the end of 2020, we had been jamming as us just for a while since 2014, 2015. We kind of put out some projects of different styles. They're out online too. But we had jammed with guys before that, high school and a few things. We brushed shoulders with different guys in the scene for a while, but we finally, us two, just decided to go for it, after what happened in 2020 and beyond. We're just hey, we just gotta, let's do this.
We ain't got much time, so yeah. We might as well just go for it,
Right.
And when you guys started the band, did you have specific goals in mind that you wanted to accomplish? Have you accomplished any of those goals, and what are some of the goals that you really still need to capture on?
Well, honestly, just being able to put out any music and for people to want to hear it was a big goal for us. And then us playing a show like we did in last April, which is amazing. So, it's just keep evolving and do what we want to do, That's the best thing.
Music, it's kind of an art thing too. We support all kinds and all forms.
Completely.
And to be able to play with a variety of different extreme styles is a big goal for this band too, because we have a lot of different influences. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans to add people to the band, or are you going to keep it a two-piece?
I mean, we're always open to ideas for sure, but if it's working, we don't need to fix it. So,
yeah.
Don't fix something that's not broken. And obviously, listening to your music, seeing the video for The Obstacle online, it's not broken at all, man. You guys are killing it for sure. Jesse, you're welcome. Jesse and Robert here from Karma, Bloody Karma. They're playing Riff Raff Fest. We'll talk about that in just a second. I just spoke about the video that you just released for the song The Obstacle. We just played that song. Tell the listeners about that video, making the video, and kind of the messaging or just the vibe of the video.
Well, the video was just shot. We wanted to have us just playing so people can kind of have that visual of that. But then also we used a lot of context of places that around that we grew up. So a lot of the waters, and because we're from Bevent, so that's like the Pulova River, that we use that kind of as the background and make sure that we have our roots still in home. And yeah, I mean, with the song itself, is definitely, it's in the name, the obstacle, it's to overcome things that these obstacles that people have in life and whatever have you be, you know, coming your way. So it's all just kind of about overcoming that.
Mm-hmm. It's a great video. I like being able to see you two jam on the video, and it's kind of trippy. It's black and white. It kind of fades in, fades out with some kaleidoscope effects in the background. It matches the music too.
Totally. Yeah. That's what we're going for. Keep it simple, but put a little art spin on it, you know?
So you guys, this next show for Karma Bloody Karma is coming up at Riff Raff Fest. It's Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau. I'm sure you two are stoked for this show. It's a killer lineup, isn't it?
Oh, totally. Yeah. We're very happy to be playing with all these amazing musicians. Wausau, that whole weekend is going to be packed with art in the park. So it's going to be a great weekend for artists and everybody involved.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Once again, the lineup, Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River. Eric is going to join us later in the show, too, from Cold Black River. Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. I'm assuming tickets, advance tickets, might be available at the Pollock Inn, if not at the day of the show. 1206 North 3rd Street in Wausau. And check this out, WXCO's Bull Falls Radio up in Wausau. Chad Holmes, he's going to be on hand. He's going to introduce a band, maybe, and do a couple call-ins to us here on the air on Saturday night. So that will be a lot of fun. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today. Congratulations on your music and getting it out to the people. I really enjoy it. And where can people connect with you guys, get your music, see the videos and all that?
So we're, thanks. You know, thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, thank
that.
You.
But, we're on Bandcamp, Karma Bloody Karma, Ascend, and Facebook as well, YouTube, you know.
Yeah, just a regular socials, you know.
Nice. And, of course, we'll see you September 9th at the Pollock Inn for Riff Raff Fest, the show presented by Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and us here at Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Jesse, Robert, thank you so much for your time this evening. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
So. I want you to tell me about this song before we play. We're playing Ascend Part 2. Tell us about this song.
That's pretty much the conclusion of the full album as a whole. It's pretty much the nightcap for everything. So we just let the people decide what it means for them. So
prepare to be crushed.
to be crushed. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Karma Bloody Karma is Ascend Part 2 on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, and make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kiddie rides. I love to put a smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
You're listening to the Talk